Hollis Swan is measuring out some fresh beans for his new roaster in his new shop on Pickle Hill. If you're into coffee, you may have seen his operation, Declination Roasting, pop up here and there over the past couple years around Soldotna. Getting a coffee roasting business off the ground has been the product of some 6 years of planning. Now, he's got a permanent home and will have the doors open in just a couple of months, but the recipe adjustments never stop.
And this is the fun part. Me tweaking it, me doing these things. I love doing this. The science behind it, figuring out why not.
There is a lot of science, but art will play a central role here too. Swan has studied and taught and created art and intends for the coffee shop to be a showcase down the road. It's all part of that plan that was years in the making and has taken shape in a similar way as one of his art pieces might.
When I make work, I will come up with a work in my mind and I'll develop it in sketches. I'm talking sculpture, printmaking, ceramics, those kind of ideas. After it's in my mind, then I'll do it physically, create this object, and then it may or may not change. If it's exactly what I thought it was in my mind, I'm upset. It's too stale in that sense. I'm like, well, where did that come from? I want it to have its life of its own. I want a little bit of a mystery, a little bit of not my hand in things.
On the business side, growth has been slow on purpose, starting with a demo-sized roaster and selling the finished beans a bag at a time.
So we go into the coffee, we go into the art, we go into the family and friends. And I didn't want to jump into it too fast because I knew there would be a lot of learning curves that would happen. So it's like, yeah, let's start with a small sample roaster and let's roast there. Let's build up clientele. Let's build up my knowledge a little bit more, because even if I knew everything about roasting coffee, the business side, I'm not a businessman. I'm becoming one, but that's a whole nother gamut that I've never been down. So once we get the coffee established, we get the business established, we're going to jump back into the art and I will start making ceramics. I will start bringing that aspect into it. And that's more for me, more for my balance. People go and they do their jobs and in 20 years, they're miserable. So it's like, let's have some balance now and do a little bit of everything. Be happy as long as we can be.
Balance is a key word for Swan and his business venture, which he hopes will combine those loves of coffee and art with that of the outdoors.
So we're kind of, people say we're adventure based, and that's me saying, hey, get outside, get off your phones, get off of your computer. So setting up a subscription on a bike is me just getting away from the shop too, getting away from work. It forces me outside. What's a better way of showing rather than just saying, no, go do this, get out there. Which then a bigger picture in the company is selling maps here, adventure planning. There are so many people that hesitate doing things because they're scared of where to go or what to do, and be like, well, myself and my friends have a knowledge of these things. Let's show them. Let's help people. It's not so much about making money. It's about getting people out there. This is our home. Why not share it with everybody?
As we're talking business and coffee philosophy, the beans in the roaster have gone from a pistachio green to a chocolate brown and are beginning to finish up.
So if you listen, you can start to hear the crack in there.
In a previous life in San Diego, Swan worked building and installing roasters professionally. This one is named Mitch for reasons we can't divulge on the air. He plans to add another to the shop as they scale up. They'll also continue to offer coffee tasting classes once the shop is finished as an artist's coffee shop ever is. He says he's not worried about trying to turn a hobby into a business in less than ideal economic times because, well, it's not totally about the economics to begin with.
We can maintain. I have faith. Again, it's what I like to do, so I would rather fight my way for years doing what I love than fight my way making money at something I absolutely hate. Just keep working hard.
Declination Roasting has had a soft opening and will continue refining the recipes and the shop space on the way to an intended official opening date at the beginning of May. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.